A lot of people will tell you that athletes are not heroes, and those people are right. Of course they're right, and I'm often among them. But this week, we're going to set aside that reality to answer a fantastical question. It's summertime, which means the movie theaters have been filled with superheroes, and between Wonder Woman and her magic bracelets, Spidey and his tingling senses, and that baby tree that does nothing but dance, my producers started wondering, is it the special ability that makes a hero super, or is it the challenges the hero faces? A geeky question, if there ever was one, but go with us on this one. So this week we have four stories of athletes and their greatest challenge. First up, the story of a superhero in disguise who took off her Clark Kent glasses to do battle with her personal nemesis, self-doubt. Here's Only a Game's Karen Given.
In March of 2015, University of Kentucky track and field coach Edric Floreal had a problem. His most promising hurdler, senior Kendra Harrison, kept folding under pressure at big meets. Coach Flo, as Harrison calls him, had an idea.
Right before my indoor nationals, my senior year, he told me that I was kind of like Superman. You know, off the track, Clark is a quiet person. He has glasses on. Nobody really knows who he is. But, you know, when he puts his cape on, then he just transforms into a superhero. And he was like, that's what I need to do. I need to take my glasses off and I need to get on the line and run like the way that he knows I can, and just having that confidence.
And the crazy part is, it actually worked. Harrison won her first NCAA title. Then the track season moved outdoors and she kept winning.
Here's the number one hurdler in the college ranks, Kenny Harrison of Kentucky. Can anybody beat her?
You know, everything just started falling into place just by believing in myself.
What a future this woman has, Kenny Harrison.
In 2016, Harrison turned pro, and the wins kept coming. She won seven races in a row. In May, she set a new American record in the 100-meter hurdles. Her time of 12.24 was the second fastest time in history and within striking distance of a world record that had stood since 1988. Next up, the Olympic trials.
So everyone assumed, oh, it's going to be a piece of cake for Kenny to go out there and make that team. But, you know, getting on the line and actually performing, it was a lot. And it wasn't a lack of confidence like it had been in the past, but it was just more of just going out there and doing it.
And how do you hope this dream unfolds for you here in Eugene?
Man, you know, if it's in God's glory, I really want to make the team. I really think that I have what it takes to make the Olympic team. And I definitely want to represent USA.
Harrison felt confident through the prelims, but in the semis, she came in second. It was the first time anyone had beaten her all season long.
It was pouring down rain, and Coach Flo was trying to say, okay, we got one more round. You know, shake it off. You're going to be fine.
But standing on the starting line, the voice inside Harrison's head didn't tell her to win the race. It told her, just finish in the top three. Just make the Olympic team. It was the first time in a long time that her goal wasn't to win.
The gun went off and I didn't get out as fast as I usually had. I realized I was in second, and then I was just telling myself, oh, just, you know, you're in second place, just stay right here, instead of kicking it into gear and trying to win. And, you know, I settled for second, and then next thing you know, I'm in fourth and then fifth and then...
She's not even close. Brianna Rollins wins it with a time of 12.34. Kendra finishes sixth with a time of 12.62.
It was a hard day.
Wow.
Horrible race.
Wow. And afterwards, you had to face people like me.
Yeah, you know, you had to walk through the mix zone to get to your bags and things.
In the mix zone, athletes can't escape the media. And for athletes who've just lost when they were expected to win, it can be torture.
So, you know, of course, all of them were surrounding me and asking me questions. What happened out there? Are you okay? Are you injured?
Not banged up or anything?
No, I feel great. I mean, I'm not injured. So.
If you watch that YouTube video closely, you can see how hard Harrison's working to keep smiling. Once or twice, her face drops and she starts blinking. And then...
I have lots of words right now.
Thank you very much.
I think I just walked away.
Harrison had no hope of going to Rio, but she had four more meets in her professional season. So she came up with a new plan. She would break that world record. Nothing else would do. 2 weeks after her disappointment at the Olympic trials, Kendra Harrison was getting ready to go to London for a Diamond League event. She says she was still a little shaken from that loss. That's when her phone rang. It was a former coach. The two hadn't spoken since high school.
I couldn't believe it, actually. And I was just, she was like, hey, this is Coach Sally. And I was just like, hi, like, I haven't spoke to you in a very long time. And she was like, yeah, you know, but I've been watching you and I've been watching your career unfold.
Coach Sally was calling with a message.
She was telling me, you know, I felt like God was telling me to tell you to keep going and to not give up on yourself. So, you know, that's all I needed to hear. I just turned my mind all the way around and just only said positive things and spoke it into existence.
Let's turn to Kendra, and sorry to raise it straight away, but you second fastest woman in history, but those American trials.
So every time reporters in London peppered Harrison with questions about what went wrong at trials, she came back with some version of,
the rest of my season, I'm going to go after this world record and win the Diamond League.
During warm-ups, Harrison ran some of the fastest times her coach had ever seen. He didn't tell her, though. He didn't want to make her nervous. In prelims, Harrison ran a blazing fast 12.4.
So running 12.4, I felt like my old self again. I was like, well, I'm back, and I'm ready for finals.
And, you know that Kendra Harrison, Kenny Harrison in lane six, feels she has a point to prove.
I just remember myself pushing out the blocks and feeling really good, and going over the first couple of hurdles, I felt myself going faster, and I kept telling myself, keep going, keep going. And, you know, I just leaned as hard as I could. And
but here comes Harrison. Look at Kenny Harrison fly toward the line. 12.58, not quite as quick. Not quite as quick as in the heats. But she won by a huge margin. And she says once again, you'll be missing me in Rio. I am number one.
Harrison had won, but according to the stadium clock, she hadn't done what she'd set out to do. She hadn't broken that world record.
I remember looking up and I saw 12.5, and I was just like, Kenny, be grateful that you came out here and you won. And you just beat three of the girls that are going to Brazil. So, you know, I just thought positive thoughts.
But the clock was displaying the time for the second-place finisher. Harrison had leaned so hard at the line that she had ducked under the timer, and she didn't even notice when her new official time flashed up on the screen.
No, I mean, I remember the crowd, like, getting really loud, but I was just like, oh, well, they're just happy that I won. And then I remember Nia Ali, like, tapped me on the shoulder and was like, look, Kenny.
Look at the clock.
Harrison called Coach Sally back and thanked her. And then August rolled around. Did you watch the Olympics?
Yes.
And what was that like?
It was hard, but I just took it as motivation. And, you know, when I was at practice, all I kept thinking about was the Olympics are on right now, so train hard because your time will come.
The Tokyo Olympics will kick off on Friday, July 24th, 2020. And Kendra Harrison plans to be ready. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
Just last weekend, Kendra Harrison came in fourth in the 100-meter hurdles at the World Championships, missing out on a medal by 0.02 seconds. She disagreed with those who suggested she should be disappointed with her performance, reminding reporters that she is, quote, still young, and saying that she will come back stronger.